Authorities in Independence County are investigating a shooting Sunday afternoon. The shooting allegedly happened at a home on Lindsay Circle. A man was shot and deputies were called to the home around 1:30 Sunday afternoon. The man was taken to an area hospital. At this time, there's no word on his condition. A person of interest was arrested and the shooting is still under investigation. No names have been released at this time. A high-speed chase last week in Wright County ended with the arrest of a House Springs, Missouri man. On February 26th at around 4:09 p.m., a pursuit that began near Norwood ended on Highway 95 in Gentryville. The pursuit reached speeds of 80 miles per hour. Agencies involved in the pursuit included the Wright County Sheriff's Office, Mountain Grove Police Department, Missouri State Highway Patrol, and Douglas County Sheriff's Office. The pursuit concluded when the suspect, 35-year-old Joshua Simmons, crashed his motorcycle into a Douglas County deputy's patrol vehicle. Simmons is charged with aggravated fleeing a stop or detention. Simmons is currently being held in the Wright County Detention Center without bond. A man from Midway, Arkansas was arrested Sunday morning in Baxter County. 51-year-old Andrew Melvin was arrested on charges of second-degree battery and residential burglary. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $50,000. A woman from Hoxie has been arrested for stealing from the store where she worked. 43-year-old Kelly Rogers accused of stealing cigarettes, cash, and lottery tickets. She was taken to the Lawrence County Detention Center and is being held on suspicion of theft of property and lottery fraud. Rogers was reportedly seen stealing on the store's security camera. A man from Kabul was arrested by the Highway Patrol on Saturday. 20-year-old Devin Martin was arrested on charge of felony possession of meth, felony unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, misdemeanor possession of marijuana, and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to register a motor vehicle. He was taken to Wright County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A Texas County man has been arrested for being a registered sex offender on school grounds. Joel Newdeck was allegedly working as a food delivery employee and was on the Houston school campus on Wednesday. When questioned by police, he told them that he was a DoorDash delivery employee. Newdeck was convicted in 2022 of child sexual abuse and child pornography charges in Maurice County. A woman from Cherokee Village was arrested in Izzard County. 44-year-old Brandy Lee Lambert was arrested on a bond revocation. She was on bond for possession of a controlled substance, meth, heroin, cocaine, fentanyl, and furnishing, possessing, using, delivering prohibited items. A pickup order for bond revocation was issued after Lambert tested positive for methamphetamine, amphetamines, and THC on February 26th. Lambert is being held in the Izzard County Jail. A woman from Texas was injured in an accident Sunday in Ozark County. The Highway Patrol reports the 56-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries when she drove off the road, then struck a MoDOT sign, a fence, and two parked trailers. The accident happened on Highway 95 at County Road 851. Tuesday's election day in Arkansas, there are several local contested races that we'll be watching closely. In Fulton County for Coroner, Mikhail Thomas Rimby and Tom Doughty are the candidates. Fulton County Sheriff, the candidates include Jacob Jake Smith, Michael Eaton, and Wendell Lane. In Fulton County for Judge, Heath Everett and Jeremy Langston are the candidates. For Fulton County Assessor, the candidates are Kerry Long and Jerry Barnes. For Fulton County JP District 6, Marjorie Rogers and Angela Goodman are the candidates. For Fulton County Constable District 1, Vernon Short, Clay Divelbis, and James Jim Griffin are the candidates. Mammoth Springs School Board, Position 4, candidates are Joe Flynn and Christopher Moore. Viola School Board, Position 1, candidates are Derek Winter and Craig Batterton. You can view more of our contested races around the area at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.